Hello, this is Steve Henningsen from the Wealth Conservancy. It's Friday, October 18th. This is my market musing. I wasn't planning on doing one since I just wrote my commentary a few weeks ago and talked about things that concern me like debt. But since it was a pretty nice week for a lot of things in the commodity markets, especially gold, silver, and uranium, that I thought I'd just make a comment, especially since there was a lot of articles out in the newspapers and online regarding gold, which keeps going slowly and steadily upwards and hit a new all-time high today. I've been writing about gold for decades now, but it seems to have starting to take some of the attention away from other things in the financial markets, which I think is kind of a peculiar timing of it, especially with the elections coming up. But I did notice that there was an article about Bank of America calling gold the last safe haven against U.S. debt disaster today. And that kind of struck me because when one of the largest U.S. banks puts gold above U.S. treasuries, people might kind of sit up and take notice. And it kind of went into a lot of the things I talked about in my recent commentary about where we are with the debt and how we're at almost $36 trillion. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, but a couple of days ago, $500 billion, that's a half a trillion, got added to debt in one day. I don't know what that was spent on or where it came, or where it went, I should say. But it's just, we're reaching silly numbers. And as I explained in my commentary, I think that at some point, none of this is going to matter. Yes, it's not just gold and silver and all going up, but the stock market is too, because a lot of the flows are going into it. The liquidity of the markets is still pushing up assets, but it's not a good thing. It's debt that is doing this. And at some point, there will be a revulsion in the debt markets, because I do believe we are in a sovereign debt bubble. And the U.S. isn't alone. Europe and a lot of other countries in the same situation, but we are the reserve currency of the world, and everyone looks to us. And at some point, I do think we'll have that Liz Truss moment that happened to Great Britain, I think about a year and a half ago, when the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, put a budget out that spent a lot of money that they didn't have and didn't have any offsets as far as increasing taxes or whatever. And in one day, the bond market revolted, yields shot up, pension funds almost blew up, and the phone started ringing off the hook, and their central bank had to reverse their program that they were doing, a reverse QE program, and they had to reverse that and do more QE, meaning buy up their own bonds in order to push the yields back down to force liquidity into the markets and to prevent their bond market blowing up, basically. And then Liz Truss was out. She got tossed out. I think it was the shortest tenure by a prime minister in England history, and everyone made a big joke out of it, but it's not a joke. It's a sign of what happens when you go against the bond market. And at some point, I think that will happen with the U.S. bond market, and that investors won't want to invest in U.S. bonds at 3 or 4%. They want 5 or 6%, and that revulsion will cause problems in the not just the U.S. financial system, but the whole global system, which is backed up by U.S. Treasury bonds. And I think that is connected to the gold world. And I do think, like this Bank of America article said, and I've been saying this for several years and others, that slowly gold is coming back into the financial system, and it has been since 2008. Russia's move into Ukraine just hurried that up, because when we took over Russia's reserves, which were in treasuries, that sent a message to the rest of the world that, hey, you don't do something that the U.S. likes, we won't pay on those treasuries. So all those other central bankers said, okay, well, we're going to swap out some of our treasuries for gold. And that's why there's been a huge increase in gold bullion buying by the central banks in the last 2 years. And I think that will increase as we go along and will continue. And that's been in the same at the same time that retail investors in the U.S. have been dumping gold as far as their ETFs and holdings in exchange-traded funds and gold bullion. We've been selling while the rest of the world has been buying. Now, that's changed in the last month. I think we're finally getting inflows back into ETFs again. But at some point, the retail crowd will start to come back into this, and then you'll see gold and silver really increase in price. This week, you know, might be just an irregular week or whatever, but, you know, silver just today was up 6%. Gold had a nice run. Uranium, I think, is up like 30% and or 20% in this month alone. And that has a lot to do with a lot of companies like Microsoft and Google partnershiping with uranium power plants, nuclear power plants to run their, you know, their power grid, and they're, you know, they're all trying to get into AI, and that takes up lots of electricity. So that's putting a nice spike in the uranium market. And copper hasn't done much lately, but I expect copper to come back in at some point into this too. Basically, I think we're going into that world of hard assets for the next several years, and this will keep going, especially if the dollar does start going down at some point, because the dollar has been going up in the last couple of weeks. So gold and silver and all have been going up, even though the dollar's been going up, which is unusual. And that just tells you that none of these old dynamics that typically control the precious metals markets, whether it's interest rates or the dollar or whatever, at work, because interest rates were going up at the same time as gold was. So even though interest rates have been going down, the Fed lowered interest rates a few weeks ago, gold has just done its own thing. The interesting thing is that since the Fed reduced interest rates by 50 basis points a few weeks ago, yields have actually gone up on long-term yields, which tells you that the bond market thinks the Fed made a mistake, and that maybe they pulled the trigger too early and it's going to cause inflation, and the bond market sniffing that up. That's why the yields in the 10-year and longer has slowly increased in the last 3 weeks. Obviously, I'm making guesses and conjecture here, but you just look at all this together and you can see that something's happening. And, you know, maybe there's some sense of, you know, people being, not feeling good about the upcoming election, and who can blame them? We have two parties that really no one wants, and no matter who gets in, you're going to have 50% of the population not believe the vote and protest it and so forth. And then both parties are going to spend money we don't have, so the deficit's going to continue, which at some point, like I said, should be a weakening of the dollar. But, you know, that is just going to mean commodities like gold and silver and copper and uranium, all these things, kind of put a wind at their back with the falling dollar. And if more things happen in the Mideast, you know, Iran and Israel are still, throwing missiles at each other. If Israel comes back and strikes Iran in the next week, which is highly likely in my guesstimate, is that wouldn't be good. Maybe that spikes the oil market or whatever. But there's a lot of things going in that are creating unease in the markets. It's not affecting the stock market yet because, like I said, the flows are there. The money is just, you know, coming, you know, out of the government and going into the coffers of some of these companies. And you got the net inflows from 401ks and so forth, you know, pushing on these passive funds. So it's all a game of flows right now. But at some point, if those flows reverse, you could see the markets quickly come back. And I'd also point out, as far as the precious metals markets, the same thing can happen. Gold has just gone straight up this year. I would not be surprised if at some point in the weeks ahead that all of a sudden it falls back $100 to $200, which is nothing. That actually would be good, nice consolidation. Silver, even though it's up 6% today and up 20-something percent for the year, it still has a lot higher to go. It hasn't gotten back to its all-time high. I think its all-time high would be like $60 inflation-adjusted. So it's still in the low 30s. So that could have a long ways to go. And uranium, like I said, is, you know, with people going back to green energy, uranium is just, people finally figured out that we need it, and it's still pretty cheap as far as the price of uranium. So I think that's got a ways to go. And at some point, like I said, copper will come back into the equation once people feel better about the economy. Copper kind of sells off when people are fearful of recession, and right now it just doesn't seem like we're going to have a recession with, you know, the unemployment still fairly low and GDP still chugging along, of course, because we're spending, you know, a huge amount. That's the deficit spending is going into, you know, the stimulus programs as far as Inflation Adjusted Act and so forth. So I just don't see how, you know, the economy is going to collapse at any point out there. So at some point, copper will probably join the party. And, you know, all those things, these commodities are a large part of our portfolio, as clients know. And at some point, they've held us back or hurt us. But right now they're helping us a lot and making us look really good this year. And I just know that whenever things are going really good in our portfolios, that you can expect to step back at some point. So I just want people to know that at some point things will come back, and that is a good thing. But I still think there's going to be volatility in the months to come as we approach the election. I've been wrong about that so far. There's been no volatility. The markets have just gone straight up, and maybe I'm wrong, and the markets keep going no matter who wins. I don't know. I just don't see that happening. But I'll be proven right or wrong in a few weeks, and we'll kind of reassess where we are towards the end of the year as far as our positioning and my thoughts on what comes next. But the debt markets, definitely having my eye on the global debt markets, because I think that is where the next crisis is going to come out of. I just don't know when. But anywho, that's it. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and I'll update again when I think it's necessary.